You know what the Lord wants? He wants us to believe Him, but He says, believing is not enough. You need to experience what you believe. Because when you're just believing, your situation might change you. When you just believe and your situations aren't good, you may say, I don't like it anymore. Because all you have is believing. But when you experience God, when you experience the Lord Jesus, when He actually touched you, there is no turning back. But if we just believe, that's not enough. It's enough to go to heaven if we die right away, but it's not enough to keep us going. What keeps us going and what can keep us going is our experience with Jesus. Our encounter with Jesus. And that's what happened to Apostle Paul. So the joy of a man of God, a preacher, a pastor, is not to have a big congregation, nor to have a small congregation. His joy is to see people touched by Jesus, touched by the Master, touched by the Savior. It is actually experiencing God in their hearts, experiencing Jesus in their hearts. Because one day there is not going to be a preacher. One day there's not going to be a pastor. One day there will be no more prophets. And people will be left with nothing but Jesus. Did Jesus really touch us? Have we been touched by Jesus? Or we're just religious people coming in and out of the church every Sunday? One day there will be no church. There is not going to be buildings. We'll be alone. And Jesus wants us to be in Him. In Him. Not in the building. Not with the pastor. Not with anybody. But to be in Him. He is our security. He is the assurance of our salvation. He is our salvation. Whatever happens to us, people of God, if Christ is in you, your name is written in the book of life.